Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, there we are. All right. Welcome, everyone, to the Just Say It Show. I am Lady J, and I am over the moon about our new addition family member, Monique Schuler Rozier, or the Mrs. Rozier, a.k.a. Mo. It's Sunday, August the 14th. 2022, here in Hot Zona. yes, it is. Hot Zona USA. As someone says, we're God vacations. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, there's an echo. Let me see what's going on. Okay, so you guys listen to some music. Continue to listen to some music so I can see what's going on with the music situation. Because we can't have no bunch of echoes.
Okay, so hold on. Don't hang up. Don't go anywhere.
Okay, there it is. We figured it out. We were sitting here together in the studio, and I had to send my beautiful guest, new host with the mostest, to another place so we wouldn't have this echo. So welcome again, everybody. Hey, to our Just Say It show. Again, I am Lady J, and again, once again, I am over the moon, the same moon now, as we welcome our newest addition, family member Monique Shula Rozier, a.k.a. Mo. Here again, it is Sunday, August 14th, 2022, here in Hot Zone, as I might say, with God Vacations. Now, for the next 30 minutes or so, we will be blessed and privileged to welcome in the know with Mo. And to make sure you are away from noise, make sure you're away from noise, because our show is recorded and picks up everything, as you could see. So now, are you comfortable? Hey, do you have some coffee, tea, some snacks around? You comfortable? Got your legs crossed? Because this is going to be a great, great show. So here we go. In the Know with Mo is going to be the bridge between what you know into what you know for certain. So many are coy with their life's meaning, when we should indeed have conviction and walk in the confidence of God's promises. She's going to aid her musketeers with the loving wisdom to enjoy the journey. So here we go. I introduce to some and present to others In the Know with Mo.
Hey, 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 Musketeers to be, it is me, the one
hey,
I know.
Hey, hey, well, let me take everybody off of mute so you can at least, I'm going to take everybody off of mute so you can at least say hello. They can respond back. Okay, so hold on. Let me put it together. Hold on, everybody. You can just shout out and say hi to Mo. Okay. All right, so, all right, just say a big, quick hello, everybody. Hey.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for your support. Who all is listening, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay, I want to hear some feedback from my listeners. Come on, I unmuted you. Come on, you can say hello so we can record you. 602-35-52084, 602-57-856-981-602-507. Just go ahead and say hello. Just say hi. How come I can't hear anybody? Hello, hello. Are you on mute? Are you people on mute? No? Okay, okay. Go ahead, Mo.
Well, hello again, Musketeers to be. So far, I couldn't hear you all. I just wanted to say welcome to In the Know with Mo, where we bridge the gap between what we know and what we know for sure. Hey, Mo.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, everyone.
Hello.
Mo, are you still there, honey?
Yeah, I'm here.
I
just hear a lot of echo.
I know there's a lot of echo. Not sure why we're having this echo. So hold on. Let me check out this situation, see what's going on. Okay, hold on a second. Mm-hmm.
play, Mo. Go ahead.
Hey, 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 my Mosketeers-to-be. Welcome to In the Know with Mo, where we bridge the gap between what we know and what we know for sure. I am your host, Mo. How is everybody doing? Joining me today is an author, poet, and philanthropist, and so much more, Jacqueline Rozier, a.k.a. my mother in love. Thank you for joining us. We have reached a section in the show that I like to call Talk Your Stuff. This is where you tell the people what you do and how they can support you. So, Mama J, talk your stuff, sis.
So you want me to share? What do you want me to share, the first thing? The first thing you want me to share is what?
You do so many things. Let them know what you're doing currently, how they can support you, what are you up to.
Okay, well, as of course, I'm doing this radio show. The other thing that I'm doing right now, as I turn 70, thank you, Jesus, well, really, is I'm making cards. I was told to, I had COVID some time ago. I needed to do something to kind of like calm myself down. And since I'm a very creative person, I decided to, God was like, go back and make some cards. So I started making cards, and people really liked them. And then it got real serious because, you know, when God tell you to do something, it's like, what? Make a business out of it. What? Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I'm doing that, and I'm really excited about it. I'm writing four books right now at the same time, and I'm getting ready to do a special, put a special school online called The Love Journey. So that's kind of a little bit what I'm doing right now.
Okay, and I will let you guys know that both things are fantastic. I have done The Love Journey several times over, and it has so awakened me to who I am, which is one of the very reasons why I was able to step into the fullness of myself and do something that I probably never would have done, and that's a radio show. I would never thought I would have done this, but I'm glad that I was able to find the confidence and feel like I had something to say and add to, you know, some of the positivity in the world. I'm excited about being able to do that. Also, the cards are fantastic. They are a ministry. You may not even want to give them away. I'm sitting on about 7 or 8 of them right now myself. Don't judge me. But anyway, today's topic, okay, we are going to bring it to the topic because the topic is going to be fire, okay? Today's topic is going to be the power of the middle. And I was reflecting on how I was going to present the show and, you know, how I was going to flow with it, Holy Spirit told me to look up the difference between the middle and in between. And there is actually a difference, and I never thought about it. I never thought about it until it came over me a couple of days ago. The definition of the middle is when you're in the center of something surrounded by that thing. Being in between is when you're between two things. So now that we have an understanding of what the middle and in the in-between is, Mom, with the knowledge that we've just gathered, tell the people, what was a significant middle for you in your life, and what did you do in the in-between?
Well, wow, I had a lot of middles, because when you get about my age, you do have a lot of them. But the last, one of the most powerful life-changing middles for me was when I literally was in the middle of my 40s, and I woke up one day disabled to such a degree that I lost my hair business. I actually was going through a divorce. I was became homeless, ended up just in a homeless shelter, trying to figure things out. I was 43 years old. That's kind of sort of in the middle of 40. And I wasn't quite sure what I was doing. I was struggling. I was calling out to God. What in the world? And God said to me, well, the reason why you are in this space right now is because you weren't aware of the fact that you don't know who you are. And I'm like, what? I don't know who I am. Who I am? Sure I do. He said, no, you don't know who you are. You don't know the person that I made you to be. So I want you to introduce you to who you authentically was created to be in your mother's womb. And I was like, what? He said, yes. I'm going to take you on a journey called the Love Journey. And I want you to gather information about you. I want you to get to know you. He said, so what is the first thing that most everybody gets on the planet? They get their name. It's the first gift they get. He said, what is your name mean? And I was like, huh, what? So I looked up the meaning of my name and found out the meaning of my name was success. And there was nothing successful going on about my life at all. And that middle was, wow, was the most life-changing, disruptive, most, I guess you can say, hard middle that I've ever experienced. So that was a middle that I experienced that was that changed my life and everything. So there you go.
Okay, so what was very significant about what you just said is that when you were going through a divorce, you were in the middle of something, right, surrounded by that thing. But in the midst of that middle, in that in-between stage, that's when you came up with the love journey. And when you reached that middle precipice again, it was delivered to the world. So really, the middle was some trauma for you. The in-between was the plan. And then the next middle was the purpose. And so you birthed purpose in the middle of something. And so there's so many negative connotations about the middle. You have things that get thrown out there like midlife crisis, seven-year itch if you're married, middle child syndrome, all of these things that make a person really fearful about what the middle of their life is going to be. There's so many expectations that are tied to that. And the reason for this discussion is to breathe new life into the middles of your life. Because when you really think about it, you have a start that you have no control over. You don't get to pick who your parents are. You don't get to pick the circumstances that you're born into. And you don't get to pick out the kind of childhood or surroundings that you're around to a certain point until you become a little older. And then after that, you have a series of so many important middles that you hit. For me, when I think about one of my most powerful and life-changing middles, I was 25 years old, and I had entered in to what was the first really serious relationship in my life. And I was in that relationship for 6 years. And this is another thing that kind of burst the middle and in between, because there's something that you can do that throws all of that off, and that's called the meantime. The meantime is your worst enemy. It's because you normally attach yourself to things in the meantime that you shouldn't or don't want to do anyway. And I had a series of meantime relationships where I could never really get to that in-between point where God can speak to me and tell me what it is I really needed to be doing with my life, what was really important. So here I am, 25, in a meantime situation, giving no life at all to my in-between. So I'm sitting here in this relationship with this man who is 10 years older than I am, who has had 10 years more experience than I've had with a one-year-old child. And I knew all my life that I wanted to be a mother. And when we got to the middle of our relationship, he made a confession to me that he didn't want any more children. And I allowed myself, because I was raising his son for, at this point, 3 years. I made the decision that, I guess I don't need motherhood that bad. I have a child in my life. That's good enough. I was willing to completely compromise what was really supposed to be a purpose in my life for a meantime situation. And when that relationship was over, I did a series of meantime things. I was in that relationship from 25 to, oh my gosh, all the way to my early 30s. And I was like, wow, I really gave up a lot of time, and I put motherhood on hold. And what came out of that, though, is it gave birth to my purpose afterwards, because I hit a really hard in-between. And it made me realize that I really wanted motherhood. And I really thank God for his grace, because when I was doing some meantime things, I could have ended up with children. I could have. But he kept me, and he held on to his promise, because thank goodness my heart was in the right place. He held on to his promise to me that how I wanted children and the fact that I wanted motherhood. And so when I really got to another significant middle, I was just coming out of 35, going into 36, and I met my now husband. And if I had really not nurtured that in-between phase, and really let my purpose be spoken to me, I could have been in so many bad places. And so for me, what I came to the conclusion of with Mama J is that the middle is the plan. The middle is a circumstance. The in-between is the plan. And the middle is the purpose. You really find purpose in the middle of things. And that you never really thought you would have, you know, encountered before. And another revelation that I had was, in the beginning of your life, you're born. At the end of your life, who knows when that will be? It's the end. But that means that you're really in the middle of your life for the rest of your life. So no matter what sets you back, no matter what things turn you around, no matter what decisions you thought you made, if you went through a divorce, so what? You're still in the middle. If you had health issues and you got set back from a dream of yours, so what? You're still in the middle of the best parts of your life. So why not make the middle of your life the best of your life? You can't guarantee when it's going to end. So the middle should be great, the best that you can make it. Absorb the lessons so that you can grow and really nurture the middle. It's nothing to fear. It's actually the place where you get the most deliverance. You learn who you are. You become who you're going to be. It's beautiful. And so this is when you look at it that way, it takes a lot of the negative connotation and the anxiety away from all the age limits. You got to have a child by the time you're 35. You got to do this. You got to do that. And there's all these timetables that we put on ourselves and attach expectations to. And when you know that the middle of your life is the longest stretch of your life, you won't ever feel like it's too late or too early. And that's a beautiful thing. So
wow.
I really just want to encourage, the listeners to embrace the middle of your life, because you're going to be in it for a long time. And there's so many great things that come out of it.
So, wow. So you said that while I'm in the middle, I have this in-between time.
Yeah.
And my middle is my purpose. My in-between is my plan.
Yeah.
But I never want to step into, so in-between time is not in the meantime. Because that in the meantime comes from a fearful negative, you know, well, in the meantime, this is what I'm going to do. And you grab all kind of things and you know, you make all kind of decisions and you're like, okay, in the meantime, this is what I'm going to do. And there's always something you don't want. Always grabbing something you don't want to eat, always grabbing something you don't want to wear, always going someplace you don't want to go. So my point and my focus should be while I'm in the middle of my situation, my life, whether it's my age or jobs or schooling or whatever I'm going through, while I'm in the middle, I should be planning.
Absolutely.
While I'm in between. Okay, I got it. All right, I like that.
And then when you hit that middle, it doesn't have to be a hard middle. It could be a little step. It could be a couple steps after the middle, because until you reach the middle, you in the middle, right? And so when you're making your plans, it'll deliver purpose when you hit that next significant middle in your life. You have to seize the opportunities. There's no losses, just lessons. And so it's like if midlife crisis is true, whatever age that is, say it's 35. And
really?
If you are, hey, I don't know. This is a negative connotation that's out there. It's ridiculous,
okay.
I know. But say that's the age what we're talking about. If you feel like, oh, my gosh, if you feel like you put certain expectations, oh, I wanted to be married or have children by this time and all of that, right? When you begin to start making your plans, make your plans be about everything but that, because the things that we don't plan for ourselves are the things that manifest first. So when you when you surrender to the things that you really can't control and you make your in-between tangible goals, like I want to drink more water or I want to walk a mile a day three times a week, are things that are just like small tangible goals. The hard middles that you associate with midlife crisis are the things that come more naturally and manifest in a more natural way when you're not even thinking or even looking. It's really funny how that happens. And if you're looking at something as a crisis, why wouldn't you have preventative measures? It's like that's why you know that it's going to be flu season. You start doing all these things to prepare yourself for what is said flu season. You should do the same thing when it comes to your life and potential things that give you anxiety about certain parts of your life that are coming up. Maybe there's an anniversary of a death of somebody really important to you that's coming up, and you know that at that point you're going to probably be really sad. Maybe that's when you need to be planning your next trip. The thing that's going to catapult you out of the slump of what that middle is or that anniversary or that thing that's coming up that brings you great sadness. If you use that in-between time to plan for the crisis or the slump or the things that you feel that are associated with these negative connotations and expectations that we put on ourselves, if you use that time to plan something that brings you joy, it will take so much away from the moments that you thought were going to make you feel sad or make you feel anxious.
Wow. Wow. So if when I'm in the middle, I should be planning so that my next middle, since I'm going to be in the middle most of my life, in the middle of something,
I should be planning.
I should be planning for those middle moments of my life so that when they show up, I'm not all over the place. I'm not, you know, overwhelmed. I'm not schizophrenic. I'm not in a depression. I'm not, you know, just in this terrible place. But because I planned it, I can get through it better. It feels more, you know, I can experience a different thing, you know. And so I like that. I like that.
Yeah, it's the way of taking the power of the middle back for yourself. Because when we surrender to expectations and the things that people say that we should be doing or the places that we should be by a certain point, you're taking your power back because you're doing it on your terms. You're taking the power of the middle, that stigma that society puts on you, and putting it back in your own hands. I get to decide what my middle looks like. You don't get to tell me that I'm 40 and I'm too old to have a child. You don't get to tell me that I'm 70 and it's too late for me to write a book. You don't get to tell me that I am 300 pounds and I can't be 250 in a year. You don't get to tell me these things. So you take your power back by having a plan for your life in the in-between, because you're always going to be in between the middle all the time. And so if you learn that power is yours, you don't have to surrender it to the things that society tell you or the things they tell you to make you feel afraid for the next stages of your life, because who told them that was the stopping point? The last time I checked, there's no timetable in the spirit, so it's never too late. That's a magical thing about having relationship. That's another thing, because not only should you plan, but it should be in alignment with the Father's plan for you. Which is why it's going to be so important to have that relationship. Because when your plans are in alignment with his, there's no timetable. When the plans are just your plans and your plans alone, they make you feel anxious and make you feel like it's going to be too late, or you gotta hone in by this point. Because the great thing about the Father is because he's not early, but he's never late either. He's always on time. And so if it happens when you're 45 instead of you're 35, it's the perfect time. I love that. It removes you from the confines of what society says is impossible.
Wow, that's so awesome. That is so awesome. I'm thinking about my middle right now. and it's like, I don't know whether I'm in the middle of old senior citizen. I'm going to say old age. Okay, because somebody just said something about that. But when you get near 70, it's a little lot. It's a lot, okay? So, so in the middle of this time in my life, who knew that God was going to tell me to start a new business? What? And so while I'm in this in between whatever it is I'm supposed to be doing with the rest of my life, that means that in the meantime won't show up. Because, you know, when you don't have
Absolutely.
A thought or a plan and you don't know what you're going to do, we scurry and we're just going to find, you know, let's do something in the meantime, let's do this. And why are you so busy doing in the meantime, the in-between plan, you can't even think about it.
You can't get to it.
Process it or anything. So, you know, while you're in between, just like I was thinking the other day when you mentioned that you was going to talk about this, and I was thinking about when you're in school, and when you're in between first grade and second grade and third grade and fourth grade and all the grades, you have summer. And
what
the best thing to do is when you have a plan as a parent or as a person, whether you're a teacher or adult, when you have a plan during the summertime that breaks or whatever, that's when we continue to grow and you don't lose your way. But if you start that, in the meantime, do this. And so you lose yourself. You don't have a focus. But I like the fact that being able to plan my next middle, because it's coming. I'm always in the middle of something. You know, we're always in the middle of choosing and deciding whatever that is, the next meal, in the middle of the next program, the next whatever, the next promotion, the next vacation, always in the middle of making a choice and having plans. So you're not feeling like you're stuck in the middle, you know. I like
that idea that we can plan. I do.
I love
that too. And even if you look at it like the story of your life, the middle is the context that builds the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You're always writing a new chapter. And the great thing about a new chapter when it's blank and you don't really know, which really all you're doing every single day is walking in a faith. Because you don't know each day what's going to bring. You don't know that when you go out and get in your car that something is going to happen that's going to change the totality of whatever you thought was is going to be. So if you walk in with this beautiful blank canvas of a chapter, you can write that story any way that you want. The only way that you can fail at this is if you never pick up the pen.
Mm-hmm.
If you never start writing, if you never stop believing in the plan that God has for your life. If you never, because it's never, if you, when you think about it, when folks fall off the tip or fall off the precipice of what should be happening and they lean into that meantime, it's not generally because it's a lack of faith, because they know, you know, most of us, I know most of the people that I am close to, have a faith or at least believe in something overall good happening. You know, they believe in good things happening. So if you get wrapped up in this middle situation and this meantime situation, it really does. It robs you of being able to build the character and the texture of the character and all the things that go along with making something interesting. It robs you of all of that. And I don't think anything is worth being that distracted, that pulled away from yourself.
Wow,
and
that's good.
You have to really have a sense of belief, because if you don't believe anything, you'll fall for everything.
All right now. Okay, well, I like
you
that.
You really have to. And so now that we are kind of like getting into a really meaty part of this situation, what would you say, Mama J, would be your no of the day that you can share with our listeners?
My no of the day. I think I'm thinking about my no of the day is the fact that when I was in my middle, every time I've thought about it, every time I've been in my middle, especially when I was in that serious middle right there, not that they all aren't serious, God met me in the middle. That was powerful. I mean, I realized God met me in my middle. And that's how I was able to end up having this conversation about the love journey when he says, you don't know who you are. And I'm like, well, I don't know who I am. Because the first question when he asked me what was the meaning of my name, I'm thinking, why is that so important? He said, everything is named. He said, when you look into the Bible, when you look into a lot of cultures, the naming of the child is imperative because it lets you know the child's purpose, lets you know what the child's supposed to be doing. It gives you kind of like a foundation of your purpose in life or why you were born and who you are. And so I have found that because God met me in the middle, I was able to study what my name means, which is success. And because my life was anything but looking like success, not that I had successes, but my life did not look like the definition of success. So I had work to do on myself. So now when I do things, that's my focus. That's my goal. That's what I know, that when I show up to a situation, oh, it's going to be success. It's going to be what I need. I'm going to have what I want. I focus on the success of the thing. So I'm able to complete my life. It's not laying in the balance. It's not halfway done. It's not almost done. I don't get fearful when obstacles come, when challenges come, because I know that I am success. That's my name.
Absolutely.
And so that's why, you know, so the fact that my note is that God met me in the middle, and now I understand who I am a little more.
That's beautiful. And, you know, what I took from what you just said is if you think success, you are success. If you start thinking, because a man, so as a person thinks, so they are. So when you really put things in your mind that suggest who you want to be in the world, those are the things that manifest. And so I think that is so important, the way you think and how you think it, the knowing of it all. No pun intended. I'm not trying to plug my own show or nothing. But my know of the day is your race, your pace. You don't have to be concerned with when it's happening for someone else or when it's going to happen for you. And none of that matters. Your race, your pace, because you'll never win a race looking back at any of the other runners. Keep your eye on your middle and your in-between, and don't surrender or water yourself over to the meantime.
Wow.
The in-between is where the ministry happens, where you learn the things that you need to know to take you to the next important point of your life. So don't waste your in-between for a meantime.
Wow, I love it. Okay, so this is what we're going to do, because I think I figured out why I couldn't hear everybody speaking. I'm going to take everybody off of mute, and I'm going to call out your phone number, because we don't have your names next to your phone numbers. And I'm going to call out your phone numbers and see whether or not you have a comment or a question or a statement or whether you understand. Okay, somebody's got mute, got some noise in the background, so you're going to have to get rid of your noise. So I just turn somebody off of mute and there's noise. So I need you to put your phone on, you know, not on speaker. And I need you to come off of that. Yeah. So okay. So now I'm going to put everybody off of mute. Hold on. And I'm going to say your phone number, and you're going to get a chance to speak, because you'll all be speaking at the same time. Because I don't have any way. There's no way set up where it can let us know who wants to say anything. So let me just go to 602-507-1603. Would you like to talk to us or share anything?
Hey, Mo, this is Dee. I just want to say, you always drop in gems, and just like usual, you know, whenever we speak out, you know, outside of your radio show or what have you, I'm always connected to whatever, you know, what you have to say. So thank you for your message today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Boo. I appreciate you supporting me. I appreciate you listening.
All right, we're going to go to the next person. 602-579-5473. Would you like to share anything? How about, did you have a takeaway or anything? Or
great
know?
Show. Great information. Very supportive of where people are today. And it brought a lot of confirmation. Thank you.
Wow.
Oh, glad to hear it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mavis. I know that voice. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay. 520-840-6795. Would you like to share? Hello.
Yes, I can. This is Sandra, your mother.
Hi, Mama.
It was a great show. It really was a great show. It actually, I have learned what the middle is, what it really is. And so now, by me learning that today, I am going to try to, I can't get the words out of what I really want to say.
That's okay.
Okay. Help me, Lord. But I am going to, I'm about to cry.
I see.
Hey, this is a safe space. You say whatever
Lord,
you
have
need
your
to
way,
say.
Have your way with me, Lord. But now, because now I know what my middle is, and what I want to do is I'm going to start doing that. Because
wow.
Even now, by learning what I heard you and Jacqueline say about the love journey, I have learned a little bit more. So maybe now I can start writing different things on, you know, what happened to me as far as putting myself in the middle.
Wow.
And pretty much trying to stay there. You know what I mean? Trying to stay there. Because you're right. You can get in the middle and you'll say, yep, I'm going to do this. And then the next thing you know, you're all over the place.
So now what I need to do is to learn my middle
and stay in that middle.
Yeah,
and keep striving on what God wants me to do.
Amen.
Yeah, let God just shift you right into the in between where He speaks and where He speaks and delivers and gives you purpose for your life. When we get stuck in the middle, we can never get to the in between where He speaks to us and begins to give us the plan for that next middle point of our lives, because that's where purpose is born.
Right.
Because the whole point of the middle is it's supposed to change. You're not supposed to get stuck in the same middle. That's why you have your plan. And so although we're in the middle, we're not supposed to be stuck in the same middle, but there's always a growing, there's always a change, there's always something happening. So that's why you have to sit still in between times, and put the plan together. Because you find yourself not growing. And being in the middle, as you said, Monique, is to be able to grow, you know, and to be able to since we're going to be in the middle all our lives, we don't want to be in the same place in the middle, okay?
Right.
So thank you much. Thank you. That was wonderful.
Thank you for sharing,
that.
Mom. That was wonderful. I'm so glad that it spoke to you.
As long as it seemed like I couldn't get everything out. I'm so sorry.
Oh, That's okay.
We got it. Love it.
You got it.
All right.
Okay, we're gonna now listen to 602-358-3495. Would you like to share?
Well, you know, I think the most important thing is what's being said right now because I'm talking.
Oh,
and,
gosh, please.
I wonder who this is. I think this is
I believe that the middle quantifies and manipulates those things that we need to understand, therefore, and in the here and after.
Between the couples. Go ahead.
honey, I just want to first of all say congratulations. I know this has been something that's been talked about and planned way before you even met me, and I'm glad to see that it's happening for you right now. And what's great is that as you're working out your middle right now, that it's going to lead to greater and better things. So I just want to say that I'm excited for you. And I'm really proud of you. I'm pretty much most proud of the fact that you're using my music on your podcast. So I just want to thank that.
Bye, sir.
Okay, next, we're going to the next person. Oh, my goodness. 602-754-1653. Would you like to share?
Yes. Hi, Mo. This is Kwatila. I just want to say,
hi, sweetheart.
Hey, congratulations. I love the show.
Thank you.
You know, you always almost bring me to tears. It never fails. I get sad. I get emotional, but it's good tears. So.
Oh, I'm so
you
glad
made
that you
me
tuned
just appreciate
in.
This middle. You know, I tell you about my battles, struggles all the time. So thank
yes,
you,
ma'am.
I feel so emotional, but I love the show and I appreciate it. And
thank you,
keep
honey.
Going.
The middle is a great place to be because that's when you know God is about to birth something, child. When you
Woo!
Get to like the middle of a pregnancy, what do they call that, mom?
Child, that's 6th and 7th months where you want to hit somebody.
That is, yes, you are just in the middle of God getting ready to birth something so amazing.
That's 5, 6, 7. Woo.
And so
yes.
Even when you feel the kicks and the bruises and the staying up all night because this thing is leaning on your kidney.
Yes, that's exactly
it's just
what
letting
happened.
You know
that's
that something beautiful
too.
Is about to be born. So something in your life is about to take an ultimate shift that is going to make you better and even greater than you already are, because you're already pretty awful, I mean, really. But you're really,
oh, wow.
the who you really want to be is about to be born. And I'm so excited. Thank you for tuning in. Your middle is about to give birth to a beautiful in-between that is going to catapult your next middle and surprise you.
Yes. All right. Well, bless you. That's okay, now she's prophesying. You better go ahead and get that word of knowledge. I love it. Okay, our next person will be 856-979-6247. Would you like to share?
Hi, Mo. Hey, Jackie. It's
Hi,
Sonia,
my girlfriend from New Jersey.
Hi, Miss Sonia.
How are you, sweetheart?
I am wonderful. I'm so glad you tuned in. Thanks for your support.
Yes, you had me sitting here and I dropped a tear. And it wasn't a tear of sadness. It was a tear of reflection of one of my middles very early on in life. And that middle,
okay,
when I was
going
through
it. Somebody has a child they're having fun with. You have to mute yourself if you have children in the background. So, because we're picking up and recording everything. Thank you. Go ahead, Sonia.
So the middle that I was reflecting on happened very early in life for me. And I can look back at it and say, that's what God had brought me through.
Yes.
And it didn't break me at all. See, it gave me the strength that I needed to get me to where I am now.
100%.
It happened for a reason. Whatever that reason was, I really don't know. But what I got from it was strength. So that's what that tear was. That tear was a tear of happiness because of the strength that I just didn't realize that I had.
Ooh.
And then that blood of protection that was being poured over me at the time, I thank God for it every day.
Oh, wonderful.
Wow.
Isn't it amazing? That is amazing to hear. That is amazing to hear. Because when I really reflect on my middles, because you push me into a reflection, another middle of mine. And when you think about a middle that you thought you were supposed to do something by, like I just knew that I was supposed to be married and have children by 25. And when I think of who I was and who I was connected to, what a horrible life I would have given them. And so I'm so thankful for his mercy that he kept me and preserved me for a time like this, in the time where I'll be the best of who I am for my children, because that was so important to me. Even though I never knew them, I knew their names because I've been thinking about it for years, but I love them so much that I wanted to protect them for who I used to be. I wanted them to have me how I am now. And I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful for all the times where my heart was broken because it didn't happen. And when my heart was broken because of something that wasn't real, a stigma that society had put on me that told me that it was it was going to be too late for me. And it's a lie. It's
it
a
is.
Lie. And that is, and I'm so happy that the middle is the longest stretch of my life because it's never too late.
Mm.
And that's the beautiful thing.
Woo.
It's the beautiful thing about it.
It definitely is. I just want to thank you.
Thank you, Sonia. That's powerful. I mean, wow. I'm going to think about that. I mean, you think about, you know, that was powerful, the strength that you get in the middle. You know, I'm looking,
yes.
you know, I'm going to think about that. Think about the things the strength that I gain through the different middles. I'm going to think about that after this show. Thank you so much. Okay, our next
person.
You're welcome. 904-802-4795. Are you ready to share? 904-802-4795.
Yes.
You can share.
Yes. This is Auntie Janetta. And everything was
Janetta.
Informational. Everything was informational to me. Also, you can have some information that I can use in my daily life as I, you know, travel this journey. You know, you go through challenges and changes every day. And with the middle,
yes,
that was a lot to be said on that, and I like that. And you've done a very good job, very good job, and congratulations. But I will be using some of that information that you gave in my daily life. And you all have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Our next person, 623-206-6844. Come on with it.
I thought you'd never get to me. I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm not going to make it. I was like, it's not going to make it. So,
hi,
a smart confession. This is normally my nap time, so I really love you. I really, really do.
Yes.
I'm so happy.
I love you, too.
I'm so happy that I tuned in today. This is literally my second time getting this message today.
Wow.
So I had made a commitment to go back to first in-person church in August, and this was my second Sunday. And making peace with the problem is about being in the middle. So,
wow.
This is my second time hearing. That was Pastor Kelly Steele this morning. And
oh my goodness.
It made me reflect. But for me, my big takeaway is that you're always in the middle. If you accept whatever the issue is as real so that God can help you produce through it.
Ooh,
so
absolutely. Wow.
Instead of being like, I wish this isn't happening, I don't like this is happening, I don't want to be in this place, I can't believe this is happening in my life, or, you know, why me? You know, everybody else is doing great, or this isn't even my problem, whatever it is, I don't even want to be here. But until you accept it as it's the real truth of where you're at, or that thing is not going away, God can't produce in it. Mm. And you can be in the middle in the wrong way. So your attitude while you were in the middle has a lot to do with how long you will be there, if you will be stuck there, if there will be growth there, and if God can do what needs to be done in that middle so that he can produce. So my takeaway is that you are always in the middle so that you don't think that there's some space, there's some place that you get to, and it's all solved and fixed. And now you'd have nothing else to learn. Because every year reveals to me a new thing that I'm so grateful for have gone through in my younger years.
Wow.
Every year.
Wow.
So, yes.
That's great. That's the...
Yeah, so my takeaway is
that
I'm always
in the
middle. Yes, and I should not be surprised because God is not surprised. He already had it figured out. So I just need to accept my middle and figure out what I'm supposed to learn there, so that I can get that grow, that producing. So
It pushed right on up in between.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you so
much.
Okay,
we have one
You've
more
done a
time
great
for
one
job. More. Well, two more.
Thank
one
you.
More. Yeah, one more.
All
Thank
right.
You.
Bye-bye.
405-412-0324.
Hello, Momo. How's it going?
Hey! Hi.
Hello. I have to admit, and I am so sorry, but I did join in late. But I'm very sure that your messages were very. I'm very sure your messages were positive, and it served a good purpose for everyone who listened in today. So, congratulations on this platform to share your jewels of knowledge. I know you're going to do some positive things with it. So.
Thank you so much, we recorded this and send it out so should you know it'll be sent out so you get a chance to hear it as well. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you, ladies.
Okay, in the know with Mo, we are wrapping up this show, and we want you to have your final words. Okay, I want you to also know that the music you've been enjoying has been The Unspoken Experience by Garrison G3 Rosier. You can find more of his music on SoundCloud.com, which we will put on our social media. So when you go to hear the show again or want to see it, hear it again, and you see it on Facebook or Instagram or whatever, we'll have that information on there under The Unspoken Experience. And Mo and Anel, you have the final say, so before I push the button and leave this fabulous conversation.
All right. Well, all I want to say is my queen and king, whomever is listening at this moment, first of all, thank you all for your support and being here. I know you could have been doing a lot of other things, so thank you for your support. And I just hope that my prayer is that you walk away from this message knowing something or thinking something that you didn't think before. Because, honey, child, and boo-boo kidding, if you didn't know, now you know. Okay?
Love Talk Radio.
Hurry it.
See you, everybody. Woo! Yes, good show. In the know with Mo. Welcome to Woman's and Nurturing Spirit. This is Lady J.